Number 5 is from the Interim Chief Information Officer of IMSD requesting authorization to amend a professional service contract with Clearly Solutions, LLC for project management services.
Good morning, Chairman Thomas, Supervisors. My name is Laurie Pinella. I'm the Interim Chief Information Officer for IMSD. The item that you have before you is a request to amend professional service contract with Crayley Solutions for project management services. IMSD signed a contract with Crayley Solutions back in November of 2010. We have the position of project management office manager vacant. And we signed a contract with Crawley to help us manage our 88 projects. Our intention was to have the position filled by February of 2011. We came before this board, this committee, in March requesting for an amendment. We did have a list of candidates at that time. We had 4 individuals, and our hope was that we would have somebody in the seat within 2 weeks to a month. We interviewed the 4 candidates. We did not have anyone that was qualified for the position. So this amendment is a request to extend the contract with Crayley while we recruit and look to hire and fill the position.
Any questions, Supervisor Jackson?
Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Okay. Any other questions? I have a question, Ms. Pinelli. You stated you had 4 candidates,
yes,
correct?
Yes, sir.
Who selected those candidates?
IMSD worked through the Department of Human Resources. HR had posted the position, had provided IMSD a list of the individuals that had submitted applications. IMSD looked at those candidates and worked in conjunction with HR to bring it down to the 4 qualified individuals for interviews.
So those individuals were scrutinized by HR and IMSD?
Yes, sir.
But at the same time, you stated none of them were qualified. It's kind of hard to say we selected 4 people and then realize after we selected them that none of them were qualified to fill the position.
Mr. Chairman, there are qualifier questions that are set up by HR and IMSD when the position is posted. As people submit their applications, there is a process where their applications are matched against these qualifiers. You have 4 years of experience in project management office. You have a Wisconsin driver's license, things along those lines. But when you finally sit down with the individuals and discuss their background and their experience for the position, those candidates do not meet our needs.
So therefore, should the the application or the requirements for that position, do they need to be changed so that when we select candidates, they meet at least the minimum requirement that we're looking for?
Mr. Chairman, we are looking at those qualifiers as we speak. Okay. And working with DHR.
Okay. So you're going to go resubmit this application or this request to find somebody to fill the position, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that will be specifically in Milwaukee County?
Yes, sir. It will be specifically in Milwaukee County.
Okay. So you will not be trying to eliminate the civil service rules to go outside Milwaukee County?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. I was looking in the report. There's nothing that indicates when you'll be coming back before the committee. So will you be coming back? I'd like for you to come back in September to give us an update for you. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any further questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
On the approval with the condition that they're coming back in September for an update, Supervisors DeBruin.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve, 4-0.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, thank you.